Yeah.
We gotta let this play.
I'm really rich.
Hey, I hate a bitch who act way too basic with my dick. She all gangs, but hey, I'm just a saucy ass nigga from 619. We done
broke all day. You did a little living this week.
Thank you.
Snitch ass nigga talking to the cops. Young rich ass nigga party on the yacht. Being pot shots, being nice.
Yo.
Hey, episode 6, Insecure Recap Show. I'm Chris. That's Spence.
What up?
This is Rob Stone and Jay Perico. Very West Coast.
Yeah. Hey. I fuck with it. All they need is the homie.
Who is the homie? Nigga. Yeah.
E-40, man. Put my mans on there, man.
Give me a remix.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
What up?
All right, so.
Yeah, let's get into this interlude.
Let's do it. You said the interlude. This is the elevator music. It's
definitely an interlude. Like, God damn
it. It was Issa's chance to, like, write a one-man show.
This was Insecure's Q, Mike, Duran, and that other nigga.
And that other nigga.
Yeah.
Q, Mike, Slim Duran.
That's exactly what the fuck this was. This is the second episode in a row where...
In a row? I thought you liked... Oh, okay, go ahead.
He's just fucking moping. God damn!
You love that word. Yeah, she was, though, because she just came off of an amazing... fucking block party, yeah, even though a fake got shot up.
Yeah.
Like, it was a really, really, really good event. And, like, people are talking about it on social media. And she's not able to fucking enjoy that shit.
Enjoy her success, man. That's fucked up.
She tossing and turning and shit, thinking about playing Molly's words in her head again.
Yeah, that shit hurt. That shit hurt.
Man. Listen.
Hey, man. Women don't play fair.
Okay. But if... she meant all the shit that she said about me, that I meant everything I said about her.
See, that's fucked up. Women don't play fair,
man. I don't care. I'm super scrolling and super loving all of those comments and hella replying to all of my people that came through and making them know that I'm doing this shit again. And fuck that bitch. Like,
nah, they've been down for too long, man. That's a real
my best. I feel like my best friend from 98 knows that if we're like this, like, and if that's how you feel and that's how I feel, I'm going to keep doing what the fuck I'm doing until you come to your fucking senses.
Yeah,
like,
call bullshit.
I'm serious. We've gotten into one fight. That's it. And we're both Geminis. It's weird.
Nah.
I promise you.
I've seen you.
Let me phone a friend.
I've seen you be like, fuck life. I'm taking a nap. So I've seen that. So you're
wow.
You're not going to play me right now.
That was a great impression of me.
So, yeah, man, it's unfortunate, man. You know. To succeed at that level, because that was pretty big aside from Vince Staples.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucking big. That was a big fucking block party, and she can't enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know?
And coming off of, like, not really super loving the space that she was in, and we got y'all, and, like, coming off of, like, all of that bad shit, like, to, like, come up and, like, really rise like a phoenix, like, and, like, really do that shit for this to, like, overshadow and over, like,
that's a nice phenomenal woman impression. So Nathan calls
hey.
I swear I thought you forgot about that shit.
Never.
Just calling to check on you. Yeah, he was calling to check on her, but unfortunately I got the where, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Okay.
And I felt like his intentions were good.
Right.
It's going to get old. Like, everybody keeps asking, did you talk to Molly?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? So it seemed like, even though everybody had good intentions, the people who called, well, the two people that called, just seemed like they just want to know.
You don't feel like he's trying to look for an opening? Because don't forget, Molly is the one who fucking cock blocks him from fucking making an apology on Issa's birthday. So the story hasn't opened us up enough to him, like, in this space right now for us to not know if, like, he's truly just trying to, like, get back in her life. Like, he might really be concerned. Like, he really might just, I mean, if it was on some, like, booty call shit, he'd have been back in the DMs, like, all right, all of that's cool, like, but what it do, mommy? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, Nah, I'm not sold yet.
All right, we'll see.
You know what they say about them shoulders.
What do they say about them shoulders?
They turn the dick at night.
Okay. I didn't know they said that.
Look.
All right.
Them shoulders. Ladies. Them niggas know what the shoulders are, man.
I'm so confused.
What? A shoulder to lean on turns the dick at night. God damn it.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, that's true. That's pretty much true. I was going to sit here and lie.
But the only thing I didn't like was, I would have to slap that nigga upside his head. Like, you don't. Making a phone call in the middle of a haircut.
Okay.
Is the most annoying shit ever.
And did you not think that he wasn't finished with that first head that he took the thing off? Like, that,
no.
That hairline was real shaky still.
Like. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, especially if my shit, like, folded, like, it's leaning.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I forgot.
Yeah, man. Niggas with the leaning lines and shit be the ones where they barbers be making phone calls in the middle of a fucking conversation, you know.
What, or
in the middle of a haircut.
Or they're the nigga that be answering phone calls during the haircut.
Yeah, and it don't be never did for them. Like, nigga, what you answering the phone for? Ain't nobody calling for you, nigga.
It's a fucking bill collector. It's spam.
Trash,
man. Scam likely.
Shout out to Nate.
Yeah, man. Yeah. His Instagram pictures look way crispier than the in action, but I understand he's just an actor, so.
Yeah, that's most niggas be haircut fishing. It's cool.
They be stealing people?
Nigga, what?
Of course. Because niggas be dick fishing, so, like, I'm sure they be haircut fishing.
Yeah, I don't know about none of that.
I'm just saying. But
it's cool.
It's not.
Niggas be haircut fishing. For sure.
Yikes.
I didn't win
to. Could you imagine?
I didn't win to one. Yeah, I didn't win to one at my shit. Woo!
The pictures on the gram was, like,
super
spiffy.
Uneven. Like, nigga, all you doing is a lineup. That shit super uneven.
He got that fucking Michael J. Fox.
Hey, you so fucking ignorant with that shit.
It's like, bro, what's wrong?
That, like that. What was that? That Muhammad Ali meme? He's like, look at her wrist.
Are you talking about me? What the fuck? You talking about okay.
You ignorant as fuck, dude.
Wow.
So Issa, I don't know if you know she wanted to get her chakras aligned and shit. So she wanted to, you know, do good deeds to make herself feel good.
Right.
And
so the first one. So, girl, first of all, she was way too beggy for me. Like, she literally was asking everybody in line, like.
Yeah.
That made me feel like it wasn't a baby under there. But, okay, so it was a pregnant girl in line at the grocery store.
At that point, like, abortion might be best.
Yikes, you can't even afford it right now.
Like,
what's
going to
happen when they actually need this shit? This is still stuff for you at this point. Wait.
Don't birth no 25 cents a day, kids. Yeah.
Come out with the flies on their eyes.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Okay, so anyway, I smoked right before I got here.
You're so fucking ignorant right now.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so anyway, fuck, I was going to say. Oh, so she's in line, and she's pregnant, and she's, like, got a hand basket full of stuff.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, can you buy this? Like, I'm really sorry. Like, I need this stuff. Like, and she's, like, rubbing her belly or whatever.
Yeah.
So everybody's, like, ignoring her or whatever. Issa's like, oh, I got you, girl. And then she get up there. First of all, what the fuck was in that basket? It was, like, over $150.
Yeah, it wasn't no motherfucking Gerber.
Nigga, not at all. Yeah. Like,
but I seen where Issa was going and shit.
Yeah.
When she was looking in the mirror and shit, because that's how I look through my rear view when it comes to the Muslim homie sometimes.
Okay. Like, if you want to buy that bean pie.
Please, just green light.
Or you got to get that bean pie.
Yeah, the bean pie in the magazine, man.
You got to take that.
Shit. Please, green light.
So, Issa's, and then, so it's hella expensive, and then Issa's fucking card declines.
Yeah, man.
And then the bitch got the nerve to, like, low-key turn her back on her. Like.
The clerks ain't never discreet.
No, like, they like, love when a motherfucker's car gets declined.
Actually, that shit happened to me like 2 times. It wasn't my fault though, but he was like, "Hey, your car don't work." I was like, "Really?"
He's saying it to the loudspeaker.
Try again. It ain't working.
I said,
"Yeah, like damn, nigga, chill." Shit, let me call my bank. You know right. What I mean?
Pause. That's yeah, cool. I hear it.
I'll probably, I'm ignorant enough too. I'll probably do some shit like that too. Like, hey, man. Hey. You stressed out over there? Hey.
You all right?
Want to try a new card?
You got another?
See, shit like that. At least I won't be, hey, man, look. You ran out of money.
I just give it back and just shake my head. Like, nah.
That's the fucked up part, man. But.
Okay. So then after that, that doesn't work. So she's like, okay, how else can I do this? So yeah. She's in her car and an old man is like running to catch the bus.
Shout out to George.
George is a hot ass mess.
Hey, man, I fucked with him. I know a bunch of OGs like that.
I bet. It's insane. Anyway, so like. Okay, so then he stops and he's like, and she's like, oh, where are you going? He's like, oh, just go up La Brea.
Yeah.
Or whatever like that. But then going up La Brea turns into a whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking with that.
I fucked with the homie, man. That's why I don't save numbers in my phone today, though.
Why?
Because the OG was like, the government will find out where all your friends are.
Your face was so.
So he was like, you know, you are ever a fugitive. Mm-hmm. The government can find out where all your friends are.
In your phone.
In my phone.
So like for, you don't ever?
I remember conversations, so I don't save numbers though.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to the OG, man.
Nigga.
Everybody needs George in their life, man.
Yeah.
So all of that he was doing to go to his son's house, though, that was. I don't know.
It ended up, even though she didn't realize that it was like, she was getting frustrated as the like trip went on and not realizing that that was the fucking good deed. Like, and it seemed like the dude hadn't talked to his dad in a long time.
Oh, okay. I didn't think of it that way. That's what I saw.
All
it is so the nigga can see his son.
But like, you see like the way he like said it, like it was like he hadn't seen him in a long time. And maybe that's why George was so like pressed to catch that bus. Okay. He's like, this is the day. It's got to be the day or whatever.
Yeah, I was thinking it was going to be something super dramatic or something.
Oh, no. That's what I got from it at least. So, and I was like, damn, like she did. Like she drove away frustrated, yeah, but like cool. Low key, like she did. Like that was a good deed that she did.
That was a cool little good moment. Because I was like, what the fuck, nigga? I thought he was going to. He's talking too much shit to be going to go see his son. Like, he ain't even.
I think he was just being himself, but it just ended up like.
Got you.
You feel me?
Okay, yeah. So the second one? The third one.
Oh, shout out to Kyla Pratt.
Yeah, with the single.
She got the Karen.
Single white female hair.
Can I speak? Or I am the manager. She had the I am the manager.
She's trash, bro.
Yeah. She looked cute, though. You didn't think she looked cute? What kind of hair do you envision grown up Kyla Pratt in? Like.
Unfortunately, that.
It's still not
like,
impressed
at all. Like, what the fuck is this? Like,
that's what I'm saying. I feel like I saw her in an asymmetrical. Like,
you a millionaire? Why would you want ghost wife hairstyle?
What did you say? Whose wife?
Ghost wife.
Oh, ghost.
Yeah,
the real ghost.
Though, like, why would you want his wife's hairstyle?
Yo, I hate this nigga.
That was the first thing that popped out. Like, what the fuck, dog? Oh, that old ass white lady hairstyle. That's...
Yeah. So anyway, so Kyla is engaged. She's getting married. It's her bachelorette party.
Yep.
And so she's got her and maybe 3 or 4 girlfriends or whatever. And so they're at a paint and sip.
Yep.
And I don't know if you guys have been to paint and sips, but like occasionally there's like empty seats.
Yeah, never been.
When me and the girls, we all went, it was an empty seat. And it was one girl that we ended up like hanging out with like that night. Did we go out with her after that? I can't remember. It was a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
But anyway, so sometimes there'll be empty seats amongst groups. So Issa took the empty seat. And so she was getting along with them. They forgot the alcohol because apparently the paint and sip didn't come with the sip. So none of the girls thought about that. So Issa has the big fucking white lady fucking jug of fucking Pinot. the fucking that fucking moonshine that jug of fucking wine.
That moonshine ain't no jug.
That's what it looked like, one of them fucking jugs you be blowing in and shit on the porch. Yeah. Like, and so that's how big it was. So they all like they're kicking it and they're having a good time. So then at the end of it, the girls are like, "Oh, we're going to this bar up the street. Do you want to come?" So he's just like, okay, sure, I'll go. So they go and they're having fun. And then one of the girls goes, "I'm going to go to the bathroom." And Issa goes, "I'm going to go too." My nigga.
Later.
Issa really goes to the bathroom. This other bitch does not. And she's.
How the fuck she slip out the stall though?
I assume she took her shoes off. Like, she's a cat. I don't know. Like,
you T-1000. Going through doors and shit. Dude. Like, what the fuck? I'm thinking to myself, like, how the fuck did she slip out?
I feel like she took her shoes off. And she might have never closed the door. Like, I don't know. Like, I was really, like, how you were thinking. Yeah, I was thinking, how did she do that?
I didn't see that coming. And I think the fucked up part about this whole situation.
Oh, wait. We didn't say what happened, though.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Finish cooking.
So Issa's using the bathroom. The other girl sneaks out of the bathroom. When Issa gets out, nobody's there. All of the girls are gone. And guess what's on the table? The check. Go ahead, though. Now, you could go ahead and say.
No, keep going. How much was it?
I don't remember.
I think it was in the hundreds, though.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So this is the second time 100 and something has haunted her night. Like, yeah. But yeah, so it was super fucked up. What were you going to say, though?
I was just, my whole thing was, you know, I get it. Like, you know, it was like a bachelorette.
Yeah, yes. So Issa found the fucking folded up scavenger hunt.
Yeah, I'm not married no more. And so some shit like that.
And so it's so stupid. And so it was a list of things that you had to do that night. And one of them said befriend a stranger.
Yeah.
And then the other one said stiff somebody or like leave somebody with the tab. And then at the bottom it was like double points if you can do like multiple at once.
I think the fucked up part of this whole thing was the fact that they were bigging her up.
Like, yeah, that was the part.
She hadn't, I haven't heard her friends. They, you know, when it was all said and done, they was like, "Oh, you know, you put this together." Mm-hmm. I was so surprised.
Yeah.
But they wasn't like bigging up what she was doing.
Yeah.
And so for
strangers to do that.
Now that we know that it was kind of fake, but
yeah,
they were bigging her up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's like, oh, that's dope, that sounds dope.
Yeah,
like,
so they build her up and
oh, you the plug, like they shit like that.
Her up and broke her down,
broke her
fast
down, and then she's driving, and yeah, then you know how Issa likes to have her shoulda coulda woulda in her head moments.
Yeah.
God, just one fucking episode, bro. Like, I just want that shit to actually be real, and this is the one I wanted. So she fucking sees them. She stops her car, gets the painting that she drew that night, runs over to the girls, and fucking smashes the painting over the girl's head. But of course, she don't really do that shit.
Yeah, she had her tray going over Brandy's house after being pulled over. So it was, you know, that shit hurt.
That's very accurate.
That shit hurt.
It did.
That shit hurt. I should hurt. That shit would hurt me.
Yeah, I felt really bad about it. Yeah, because and that's what it is, exactly what you said. Like, yeah, like the girls like came out and supported her, but like none of them really like really was fucking.
It was
with
more it. So. It was more so a shock that she put it all together.
Yeah,
you know, what I'm
as opposed to like being proud of the fact that she put it together.
She knew these girls for like
an hour,
T-minus 2 minutes.
And yeah,
they were like bigging up what she was doing without even really knowing what she was doing.
What she was doing.
So that was kind of dope, man, you know.
Yeah, it sucks.
And then, you know, Issa visits mom's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. From Steve Harvey Show?
Is that the one who says she give her husband head once a day or some shit?
Oh, I didn't know.
Or head a day, keep the cheaters away or some shit she was saying. Was that her?
That checks out. Go ahead.
Was that her?
I don't know. But isn't that the principal from Steve Harvey Show?
Yeah, yeah. But shout out to her, though. Shout out to mom.
I thought she was calling Nathan. Like she said, like, you busy? Like,
I don't know if they there yet.
He was the only person that she had, like, reached out to, though.
He ain't the shoulder yet. The shoulder ain't completely molded.
I hear you.
It's like half.
It's like, it's weak.
It's like a thumb right now. It's like just growing.
It's responding.
So, yeah, I mean,
So, you know. Yeah, so she goes and talks to her mom, and...
Always got to be prepared to take the shoes off.
Yeah, apparently. She said somebody got her reading a Japanese book.
I'm older now, though. You getting all these holes in these socks and shit.
Yeah, like, whole big toe out. Like.
Yeah, I'm tripping, no boy. Like, shit, hey, look, these work socks.
Right. But, yeah, so, I mean, what was the conversation with her mom about?
You know, her mom just asking her questions, and, you know, moms always know. You know, her mom's just asking her questions, like, kind of filling her out.
Mm-hmm. Because, when's the last time she's done this?
Yeah, he's kind of filling her out and kind of knew something.
What's up, right?
What's going on
yeah.
in the soul, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And so she, you know, mom's like, come here, you know, give me a hug.
Right.
She broke down, man. She had the ugly face. She really hurt.
She did.
She really hurt.
And man. It was just a regular hug from my mom. And it was, and she broke down.
Yeah. Mom. Yeah. Shout out to moms, man.
Yeah. So throughout the whole episode, Kelly's reaching out.
Yeah.
Leaving voicemails, all this stuff like that. You called these serious Kelly things.
I don't like serious Kelly.
I don't
Kelly.
Know that these are serious Kelly things. She's literally just like, are you okay? Like,
I need Kelly to be like, hey, bitch. Right. Answer the phone, bitch.
Right.
I need funny Kelly back.
I hear you.
I don't like.
This Molly and Issa thing is draining everybody.
Kelly
though.
Can turn into Loretta Devine very fast. Oh. And I don't want that to happen.
You got beef with Loretta?
I just don't want Kelly to be like a mom.
I hear you. I get it. Okay. I feel you.
I don't want. Just don't get serious, please.
Okay. Don't go this Christmas on
I'm still holding out for, is it Derek?
Who are we talking about? About to make up another name for
Derek. Is that the buff nigga, right?
Yeah. Yeah? No, that don't sound right. I don't know. Damn, we need like fucking
Derek
like.
Derek is Lawrence's the best friend.
Is it? I thought Derek was what's his name's husband.
Damn, man! I don't know. Look, the nigga, the buff,
the light skinned nigga.
They both light skinned though.
Oh well, okay. Well, without the glasses.
Well, Lawrence is homeboy, the buff nigga.
The nigga that cheat on his wife, his girl all the time.
And Kelly.
Yeah.
I need them to get down. Are they gonna have these?
Really?
He seems
superficial.
Are they gonna have a spinoff?
Yeah. But then you got to bring Issa brother because he's like. The arch nemesis.
It could be like the colorful version of In Living Single.
In Living Single.
Yeah. it could be like the very colorful version of Living Color.
Yeah.
I think that would be hilarious with the three of them.
Yeah. I could see it. Maybe it'll be like the fake show on the next season of Insecure.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah. Anyway. So the last scene really bothered my soul.
Okay. Why?
Because Issa pulls up and she is getting out of the car dancing and singing about some food.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what was she just, I don't know. Weed does that to you?
Huh?
Weed does that to you?
Makes me like hungry like that?
No, like she was like dancing around the house and shit.
Oh, I'm just like that. But I'd be high all the time too, so.
Oh.
Maybe?
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe with her. I guess it's different for everybody. Some people are like really withdrawn. Some people are not. So I don't know. So she was super excited about this food. And then she skips to the fucking front door of the restaurant and sees Molly at the bar texting or whatever. And she stops. And then not only does she stop, she doesn't go in. She turns around.
Because now at this point, the episode is in full. It's like she was doing everything.
Oh, right.
The whole episode to keep this off of her mind. And now the very thing that's on your mind is in the front of your face.
And then also, I forgot to say, right before this, like in the midst of all this, she's warming up to the comments about the block party. So now she's replying back. And now she's kind of feeling herself
her feel
again.
Good, yeah.
Like, she's like, you know what, whatever. Like, all this shit happened, but it, like, people respected and appreciated what I did. Like, so she's like leaning into that. And so maybe that was part of the dancing and singing. Like, fuck all of this. Like, at the end of it, I'm like, I did what I was supposed to do. I did what I wanted. And now I'm about to eat this food. But then she don't go, and I'm just like, I wish I would. I'm definitely walking in, and I'm definitely not talking
to her. The Ethiopian spot is a restaurant? I thought it was like a store.
Like in general or in this show?
Yeah.
Yeah, in general.
I thought this, wherever place she was going, I thought this was like a store, like a Quickie Mart.
Because it gave you that feel from the front. Did it make you feel like that from the front? And then when you walked, and then like seeing it in the place
is way too nice for this.
The bar felt weird, right? Was that?
No,
what it
was
is?
The sign. I was like, nigga, this a hood sign.
It did. It felt like it was glass, like bulletproof glass in there.
It's like you putting.
And then it was
a 7-Eleven sign on Dre's, like.
Not on Dre's.
Just saying.
Yeah, it was. Now that you mention it,
I was like, this song right here. Like,
now that you mention it, it was strange. I definitely was expecting like somewhere with like a greasy brown paper bag.
Yeah,
and then the way
bird shit on the sign, and, shit.
And then with the way Molly was like sitting at that bar, I was like, yeah, maybe it's not that kind
but,
of place.
I mean,
I would have gone in, and if she don't want to talk to me, she don't want to talk to me.
Both of them are having their little moments. I think this episode was like. Very Issa centered, and then next episode it's going to be
Molly.
Yeah, because they look
that's
like
that's what
they,
I'm thinking.
They somewhere, so you know Bruce Lee gonna sit her down, and you know what I'm saying.
Give her that. Never mind. You called me ignorant twice today, so I'm not gonna
wax on, wax off.
I was gonna. Nope, not saying it. Anyway.
So, I just feel like, you know, they're going to be probably the main aspect of next episode.
You feel like we're going to follow the exact time frame that Issa went through with Molly?
No, I just think that we're going to see Molly's side of events and then, you know, Andrew as the voice of reason.
Instead of Nathan.
And they're going to start. They're going to come back.
Okay, how do you see it happening? Like, who's going to be the person to, like, push these niggas together?
Andrew and Nathan.
Andrew and Nathan. It might be. But see, then they got to speed up their part of the deal then. Nathan and Issa moving too slow for him to be trying to be a peacemaker for real right now.
No, I think, I don't know, man. And, like, honestly, I just see them as just friends right now.
How close are these, are Nathan and Andrew, because
these niggas
Nathan,
roommates don't never be at home.
Or Nathan be bouncing for months at a time. Like, who's paying the rent? Like, are you stiffing me on the rent?
It ain't barbershop money.
Nigga. Not with those fade ups.
Look, man.
Anyway. So
there's a lot of dough being pushed in China.
That's it.
All right. You got any thoughts on next episode? I gave you mine.
Go ahead. Oh, you said you gave me yours? I mean, that's what I was thinking, because it was too one-sided for it to not be. But I'm thinking that we're going to rewind and do the exact same day, but with Molly. So I think the episode will end with Molly being at the bar, at that restaurant. That's what I'm thinking. I think Issa's about to give us very cinematic, because I feel like this episode was very like...
Oh, it's going to be like the season finale of Power and shit. I'll give you a different point of view.
Yes. How many times does nigga fall?
They say this is
a- I just come from the-
you're a fucking idiot. Said, they just turned this shit into opera shit. Like, nigga, they got the Phantom on top of the theater singing this shit. The fuck is they just...
All right.
Oh my god.
All right, so we'll see you guys next week.
All right, y'all.
Bye.